Can you, here's the Sanskrit and English letters. My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization, yet you foolishly think that you are cleansing yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and fault finding, which are compared to impure donkey urine. Factually, you are burning yourself and dragging the spirit soul like me into the fire. Adi, no, sixth slok. When he talks about deceit, that means dishonesty. So that means dishonesty in regard to our Krishna consciousness or just in ordinary dealing.
Everything. Kapata kuti nati. Sabdut kapata kuti nati. Bharakhara.
Chanmutra snadyot.
My dear mind, you have impressed the path of self-realization. Yet you foolishly think that you are cleaning yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and fault finding, which are compared to impure donkey's view. Bhajandar Pana Bhakti Mahathu.
He tells about three different kinds of devotees.
Huh?
He tells, explains three different kinds of devotees.
You understand?
A little. I don't understand the distinctions between the first two types of the devotees. To me, it sounds the same. Svanishta and Parinishtita. To me, his explanation sounds, I can't understand the
you
difference.
You are within Grihastha. And one is out of Grihastha.
Nirapeksha.
And Grihastha is telling what he is telling.
Says Svanishta becomes deceitful when he indulges in sense gratification.
He is the first Svanishta. He is in Grihastha life. He does and what is favorable for him being in Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, you know? After marriage, what he can do, he will do which is favorable for his Varnashram Dharma. For him, for his wife, for his children and all these things. To be happy in this world. If Krishna Bhakti is helpful in that, that he will take them. And if they are not helpful in all these things, fulfilling his worldly desires, according to Varnashram, he will give up. He is Swanishta. Swa means Varnashram Dharma. He will pray God only for their pleasure. He will pray Krishna only to give wealth, renunciation, what? Pratishtha,
fame,
name, fame, and all worldly. But we will see that, oh, he is chanting so much, he is worshipping so much more than me. A man not worshipping like them, yet can be more than that in quality. Because he has no desires, but he has so many desires for it. So, Swanishth should give up their all desires. They should not pray anything from Krishna for their enjoyment and in loving worlds and getting their what? Their
satisfaction.
They should do all varnasam dharma so that they will have association of good devotees, pure devotees. Then they will do. So this is kapatata. I am doing ekadashi, any grihastha Vaishnava, so honest. And he is fasting. Having no water, nothing, nirjala ekadashi, you know, he is doing. But for why he is doing? He is worshipping Krishna for so many hours, weeping. But why? Give me name and fame. Anyone is not weeping, but he is not, he has no desire any in worshipping, and only desire that you should make me your Das. But no, he cannot be. But yet he is more than that. So these are kapatata of sadhana. If anyone doing, I am doing nirjala ekadashi, and chanting 32 rounds, 48 rounds, and worshipping Krishna with so many things, with golden pots, with so many things, but not pure bhakti. It may be. So these are kapatata. These are kapatata means what is?
That word I don't find here. Kapatata.
This is kapatata. Kapata. What is the meaning of kapata? Kapata bhakti nasa.
That word in the verse? You don't know that word? Is it there? No, this time.
Kapit word in fifth slot.
Kapit, kapit ye.
Kapit tumhari isme English mein likha hua hai, isme translation mein.
Tumhari rakha tha.
Ye rakha.
Ye hai.
Prada Vikata.
Kapat kuti nate. Are.
What?
Asad Bharata. Asad Bharata Chestak.
Asad Bharata Chestak. Pada Vikata Pashali. This is?
That's the fifth.
Fifth?
Five.
No, I was
talking six, nine. But that word isn't there in the sixth slok. Here, this is the sixth. Maybe I copied it wrong.
You should read Swanishtha, but his...
You just explained that, Swanishtha. Then he mentions...
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is what he says.
He says, he indulges in sense gratification in the name of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Instead of serving the pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, he serves rich and influential materialists.
He wants to meet and associate with rich persons. Why?
To make money and fame.
To take milk test. I'm going to that rich man. He will ask me and he will tell me, oh, take this rasagulla. Take so many things. You can give some dollars. So, these are kapatata. Further?
The next, well, he says, putting on the robes of a renunciant, he strives for worldly acclaim and honor. Then he explains about the Parinishtita Sada. He makes an external show of strict adherence and dedication to spiritual life, but inwardly is attracted to material subjects completely unrelated to Krishna and prefers the association
but
of...
But he does what is good for bhakti. He can choose only the varnasam dharma or among varnasam dharma. Only the things which are helpful to bhakti, not like first.
Oh, he's more sincere?
More sincere.
But it says he prefers the association of
those
worldly minded.
Customs. Those customs.
Traditional.
Which are helpful to bhakti only, he can choose. Not everything. But they will too. They are not hankering after name and fame as they are. But yet they are something like it. They will think that, oh, I am Vaishnava. I am Rashi Vaishnava. I am qualified guru. They will think.
I am Mayapurta.
Gurudev, when he talks about the Nirapeksha Sada, yeah, the renunciant,
they are out of Varnasam Dharma. What he tells
says, about? Becomes deceitful when he considers himself to be very elevated devotee, yeah, and exploits the renunciant's dress and status, looking down upon other devotees as if they were inferior.
Like me.
He collects objects and wealth far in excess of the basic requirements for a life of renunciation. No, you're not doing that.
I'm taking shoes, I'm taking all these things. What?
And he's always in anxiety about collecting funds, yet covers his deceit with a show of devotion.
These are all harmful for a devotee. Anyhow, the life should be
simple.
Very simple. I always. Kya ho gaya? Kya? I always, but I think about you all, how to live peacefully and how to also go on daily bhajan also, and how to earn house, something which is very essential for a life. If a person is independent in this, then it will be hard.
Independent in this?
He should not be dependent. He should be independent to do bhajan. If he is independent, then it is wrong. To other worldly persons. No? But he is independent, he is dependent to his guru and well-wisher, any Rasik Vaishnava. Then to Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, we want to be independent.
Dependent.
But not worldly, luxurious persons and Vishayi Bhogi Ka. They will spoil our life. So we should try to be pure like Raghunath Das Goswami. So here, Nirpeksha should live or give up all the bad things which he has advised. And for others, Swanishta and
Parinishta.
He should always remember. You have written? I have to
go to the
garden. Yeah.